Good morning, everybody. The House Trade Affairs Committee will please come to order. Will you call the roll?
Representative Price Bumpkins?
Here.
Representative Tallarico?
Here.
Representative Stutes?
Here.
Representative
Miller? Here.
Representative Vasquez?
Here.
Representative Spano?
Here.
Chair Lynn?
Here. This morning on the agenda we have one bill, SB 154, and it'd be by Senator Stoltz. We're hearing that first, and we will be having a photograph of the committee after that, and no one knows what's going on around here, but I would speculate that this may be the last House State Affairs Committee of this session, but who knows, right? So, Reverend Stoltz, excuse me, Senator Stoltz, I just gave you an honorific there by calling you representative, but I'll go to Senator.
Hi, Bill Stoltz, Senate District F.
Okay, please present your bill.
It's actually sponsored by the State Affairs. I think I sponsored by the State Affairs. I'm not sure.
Bill, can you move it? Excuse me. Senator, can you move it closer to you there?
Yeah. By request, and that's reflecting the broad support from that organization that I wanted to reflect all the people that have worked on the blood bank and continue to. This bill, this is actually landmark legislation for me. I've resisted doing a license plate for 14 years, and this is the first time I succumbed, and it was, I just thought it was a bloody good idea, so I couldn't stop. But anyway, da-bum. So this would, like many other license plates bills, there's some others, it provides one to a mechanism like to support the activities of the organization, and two, and some do and some don't. This is not just a typical vanity plate. This is to reflect support and encourage support for the organization. First, through the nominal money that will go to it through the fee, and the bill provides a mechanism whereby that money can be. It'll go through the general fund, but then accounted for and designated.
Very good. Any questions for the sponsor? We're going to have an amendment for this, I believe. But first, I'd like to see is online. Do we have Mr. Bob
Scanlon
on board?
Yes.
Online.
Yes, Mr. Chairman.
Yes, sir. Thank you for joining us this morning. Please introduce yourself and give us your testimony.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, members of the committee. My name is Bob Scanlon. I'm the Chief Executive Officer for Flood Bank of Alaska. Our main facility is located in Anchorage, though we have facilities in Wasilla and Fairbanks and other ancillary sites based upon where we have mobile operations. I'd like to thank the committee for the opportunity to offer my support for this bill. It is a wonderful opportunity to recognize the over 40,000 active blood donors in the state of Alaska. Many people don't think in the morning when they get up if there's a unit of blood waiting for them on the shelf if they need it. But we have a number of donors who do, and through their own responsibility and cognizance, they make it a point every 3 months to make an appointment, come in, donate their blood, and make that available to their fellow Alaskans. So I offer my support for the bill. I thank the committee for its consideration, and I thank you for my time, Mr. Chairman.
And I thank you for testifying this morning. That's a beautiful building out there. I've been by it on the outside. At some point, maybe during the interim, I'd like to come by and visit and take a better look at it.
And if I may, Mr. Chairman, we thank the legislature for their support over the years. As you know, this was a project long in coming. It started in 2008, and we just moved into the new building in February. And we have an open invitation to, of course, members of the legislature and the public, and we have made space available in our building for other nonprofits to use as well. So it's a wonderful addition to the community, and it wouldn't be possible without the support of the legislature and members of your committee. Thank you.
I may try to come by and visit if a donation is not the price of admission.
Yeah. we'll let you in, sir.
Okay. And as an interesting thing, in my own past, one of my last assignments in the Air Force was at March Air Force Base. And in the military, you have your regular duty, then you have a thing called additional duty. One of my additional duties was in charge of the blood bank operations at March Air Force Base. And so, so that's kind of full circle here. Thank you very much. Any questions?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Okay. Thank you very much. Do we have any amendments that someone would like to offer?
Sure, Mr. Chair.
Reverend Christ Tompkins.
Thank you. I'd like to offer amendment number one.
Okay. I'll object for purposes of explanation.
Okay. Thank you. Could you please explain that?
Sure, and just for the purposes of clarity, this is work number 29-LS1127/H.4, and had the pleasure of working with the chair of the committee that's sponsoring this legislation from the other body on this legislation, and similar to the original legislation, it creates a license plate that is a small, modest revenue generator for the agency in question, a nonprofit here in Alaska, the State Council on the Arts, and will sort of help in every little and small way, making the agency more financially self-sufficient. And it's actually similar legislation to what this committee has already heard and moved out of committee.
Could you explain what the proposed license plate would read? What it's about?
With pleasure, Mr. Chair. The amendment would create a commemorative license plate that's designed every 4 years, and there would be a statewide competition, sort of like I believe we had some conversation about American Idol and what American Idol was, but sort of American Idol for designing a license plate. And so every 4 years, the State Council on the Art would issue a commemorative license plate that people could buy, slightly more expensive than normal license plates, and the proceeds would help help the State Council on the Arts become more financially self-sufficient.
Thank you very much. Any comments from the sponsor of the basic bill, Senator Stoltz?
Thank you. I appreciate Representative Christ Thompson. He's certainly one of the most I have the pleasure of working with him. He's very thoughtful, deliberative, and it's so consistent with the measure that I'm doing. It's not a vanity license plate. It's actually one that represents an organization and promotes it. And I think it's consistent and provides a small amount. It's an entity that the state participates in, much like the blood bank, where we have skin in that game. And then probably, I think it's consistent with the bill. I had a lot of reticence about introducing a bill, and I was almost willing to, if my pickup truck got too overloaded, I was just going to take it over the cliff. And but this is so consistent with it. I'm happy to. I was happy to work with Representative Christ Tompkins and fit this into the bill.
Thank you very much. Sounds like you support it. Any questions on the committee to either sponsor the basic bill or to the amendment? If not, would you like to remove your objection?
Yeah, Mr. Chair. With the testimony of the sponsor, I remove my objection. I think it looks like a good idea. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Congratulations to Representative. Anybody else on the line to testify?
No.
Anybody else in the audience who would like to testify? I have a question for the sponsor. You have a letter. This looks like a letter of intent. How would you like to handle this?
Thank you, Chairman Lynn. It was a last-minute idea of actually putting a letter of intent, but it's not a new idea. Dr. McGuire was one of the key members of our community, both through his medical expertise, his planning expertise, and certainly very generous financial support for the through he and his family for the blood bank. And it's just a gentle suggestion. I believe it's something that they'll probably do anyway, but I guess I wanted to add the legislature's support of designating something within the facility, and it's certainly up to it's the blood bank's building. It's up to them to do what
I'm just trying to figure out legally or how we do that to get this in here.
It would be
as an amendment, or
it'd be an attached letter of intent after the bill passes, or to include it with the bill.
I guess we need to have a motion for to attach a letter of intent. Would that
sure be good? Whatever Mr. sequence Chair? You decided to do in committee.
I got her first on.
Okay.
I have a question.
If I could move the bill first, and then we can deal with the letter of intent, if it's okay.
Later after that.
Yeah, I make a motion that we move Senate Bill 154, State Affairs, out of committee, version H, 29 LS 1127H, as amended with individual recommendations and attached zero fiscal note.
Okay, without objection, the bill moves, and without taking Eddie's here, let's deal with this.
Okay.
Mr. Vice Chair.
Yeah, Mr. Chair, I would move that we, a separate issue, attach a letter of intent that has been provided by the bill sponsor, and I will read it into the record. Dr. David McGuire was an integral part of the blood bank of Alaska through numerous contributions, professional and financial, for many years. It is the intent of the legislature that the board of the Blood Bank of Alaska consider acknowledging the contributions and medical philanthropic legacy of Dr. David McGuire by naming a laboratory in his honor.
And Mr. Chair, just if we could do it for the record, if we do it for the record, if Mr. Scanlon could comment it, just so it's I don't appear to be a lone ranger here.
Mr. Scanlon.
Thank you, Senator. Dr. McGuire was a very valued member of our board of directors. He was very, very supportive of the mission, and I support Senator Stoltz's bill or recommendation to have this letter of intent.
Very good. Any comment or debate on that? Without objection, so be it. Okay. Is there any other business to come before the committee?
Mr. Chairman?
Senator Stoltz, I'm trying to give you an honorific there.
Yeah, thank you. I guess I don't want to go home and not having mentioned my Lions Club and Lions Club International Foundation, which has been a partner on this, my individual Lions Club in Chugiak, and one of our foundation members, Fina Shelton, as well as the rest of the Lions, have been partners in providing some pretty significant contributions and will continue to be partners on this. If I didn't mention my Lions Club, I might have got a fine on my first meeting back home. So I appreciate that extra latitude.
Okay, with that, we'll adjourn in just a moment. We're going to be having our photograph taken for evidence, I suppose. I'd like to thank... this may or may not be the last meeting of State Affairs this session and this legislature. So I'd like to thank everybody who worked so well on this committee. I've been on this committee since day one of my legislative career and now chair for several years, and it's an honor to serve with you guys, and you've done a great job. Everybody... my command is to stay here for the photograph, and we are adjourned.